Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever been walking around and just someone come up and just punch you right in the face?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Well, you know what? Here's the good news.
Of course not. Who has that happen?
Here's the good news. It probably won't happen this month because they've done some research on this. And the new study said the emergency room data found the month of February is the least likely time that you will get punched in the face.
Oh, good. Oh,
that's great news.
So February, you're safe. You're not going to get punched in the face. Oh. But you're most likely to get beat up in what months?
I'm going to say a hot month, like August.
August, okay, July. Okay.
December, Christmas shopping.
Good guess, kiddo.
Black Friday.
No, okay. Most likely to get beat up in the months of May and July.
Mm.
Yeah. So
it's hot.
Did they say why?
Well, because it's warmer and people are out and about.
I wonder why August and June weren't there.
I don't know.
May, Memorial Day, July, 4th of July.
True that,
Kato.
Two
American holidays. You're people
right.
are drinking beer.
Shooting fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they must be like kind of loving when they drink instead of that fighting, angry kind of person that drinks.
No,
some people when they drink they get angry, and some people when they drink they get like lovey dovey.
Well, not May and July, obviously.
Yeah, you just said they punch more then.
Yeah, they're
so in August maybe they're more lovable.
Okay,
because kids go back to school
anyway. Yeah. Well, so I'm thinking someone accidentally shoots fireworks at you. Maybe they're lighting their fireworks show and they accidentally tip it over and shoot it at the spectators.
Or it gets on your car.
I know that happened to someone
before. Yeah, someone did that
before. I wonder if they punched him in the face.
No, I wanted to.
Well, the people behind the study think there are more fights in the summer months because of more daylight, which leads to people going out more.
Uh-huh.
And that means large people in groups drinking, is what they said in
public
places.
Why is it large people?
Fat people got to play
tunes. Large groups of people.
You should have said so.
Which leads to punches in the face, apparently.
Wow.
And so they researched this. People are getting injured going to the emergency room because someone punched them in the face. Now, I can't remember the last time I wanted to just punch somebody in the face.
Really? Because I'm thinking it's a couple minutes ago for me. Maybe more recent.
You say that, though. I mean, how many times have you heard Tom walk in here and is like, you know what? If I could get away with it, I'd just like to punch him right in the face.
When we're like, Tom, that's the boss. Don't be saying that.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about the boss.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the time that party I had? It's been a while back, but I want to say I think it was in July when we had the punching party where we were taking turns punching each other in the face.
Y'all were fun. Swapping licks.
Yeah.
Fight club.
But I mean, it was like fisted pow on the face. That was so fun.
Now, just to be clear, only Kato was at that party out of this room. I was not at that party.
Like, I'd invite y'all to my party.
Well, I don't want to go to that party.
It was fun.
But you think about it, you're sitting around. I'm like, maybe in college or something, like, hey, what if we just, if I hit you, will you let me hit you?
Okay, even in our wildest drinking nights, we might have done the shoulders, like punching the arm.
Yes.
Never would we have punched in the face.
No, I was walking out on the deck, and a friend was standing out there, and I looked at him, and I said, hey, punch me.
No!
You know what? I'm like, punch me. I'm like, where? In the face. He did.
Wow.
I cannot imagine that.
Yeah, he goes, punch me back. I'm like, I did.
Oh, wow.
And then the others got involved in it. And
now, when you say got involved, did they jump in and start punching?
No,
they do it all civilized?
Civilized. Like, man, come here. Tom.
Hey, you
we're
might
not
get
animals.
Fired up after that point.
It was a friendly punching match, just a friendly drunk punching match.
Yeah.
I can't imagine girls doing that. Like, hey, let's punch.
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Oh, I can imagine it, but I had never seen it, but I would like to see it.
Oh, that's crazy.
I definitely love it when they wrestle.
In the mud.
Mud wrestling, jello wrestling, oil wrestling.
Look what you started, Heidi. Yeah. It's your fault.
Now, my buddies and I didn't do that.
Yeah, you never see men do that.
Why don't we go down to Walmart and get us one of those little bitty baby swimming pools and fill it up with jello.
Or some dirt.
Well, that'd be a lot smarter than just punching each other in the face.
You don't know. know you've never done it.
I'm not going to, except I would do the baby pool thing.
You know what?
Okay.
Wow.
I'm in.
All right.
Wow. Heidi.
No. I'm not going to one of your parties.
No, I was going to say punch me.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Okay.
You know what? If you said that to me, I don't think I would do it.
I don't think
I
would
either. Well, good, because I don't want to do it now.
Your buddy had to be very intoxicated just to go ahead and just cold cocky in the face.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was probably intoxicated to ask.
Probably.
That was a while back. I couldn't do it now.
Well, you're safe. You're safe in the colder months, people not punching you in the face as much.
Whew, good.
Or just don't hang out with him. All right.
Baby pools are on sale.
Oh, he's already got one over there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.